Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Since May, sick and dead songbirds have been reported in the eastern U.S., as far west as Indiana. Wildlife officials are asking people to take down bird feeders and remove bird baths to potentially stop the spread of the mysterious illness if it's contagious. Andy Kubis of the Allegheny Front has more.
Cindy Fink's yard in Moon Township, just north of Pittsburgh, is small, but she gets a lot of bird visitors, attracted by the buffet of choices she provides.
Sunflower seed, and then I have a bird bath. I feed them nuts and some suet. I have a couple bird houses. This year I had a chickadee nest in one of the houses, which was really fun to watch.
This is the part of the story where you normally hear the sound of birds from Fink's yard, but not this time. That's because she's taken all of her feeders down and emptied the bird bath after seeing an alert on Facebook.
When I first saw it, I said, oh, that's silly. My birds are fine. But then I kept seeing it in more places, in the Game Commission and all over the place. I said, I better stop because I don't want them to get any sicker than they may already be.
In late May, wildlife managers across the Mid-Atlantic began receiving reports of sick or dead songbirds, mainly blue jays, starlings, and grackles, but also robins, cardinals, and others. The hope is that removing feeders will prevent birds from gathering and possibly spreading disease. A couple weeks ago, before she took her feeders down, Fink found a dead bird in her yard.
But I was walking out to my mailbox, and there's always robins out in my yard, and there's one just belly up in the middle of the lawn.
Rachel Handel of the Audubon Society of Western Pennsylvania says people should be on the lookout for certain signs of disease, like crusty eyes.
The birds who are showing symptoms of the illness have conjunctivitis or neurological problems, so they perhaps seem disoriented.
The Audubon Society recommends to avoid handling dead birds and keep pets away. Meanwhile, researchers across the country are trying to figure out what's going on. The Wildlife Futures Program at the University of Pennsylvania School of Veterinary Medicine is helping track the numbers with an online bird mortality form. As of July 8th, they'd received 1,679 reports from 10 states, most of them from Pennsylvania. Dr. Scott Weber is with the Wildlife Futures Program. His lab has been conducting bird autopsies and a variety of testing to try to solve the mystery.
So that testing has included looking at for different toxins, looking for different bacterial diseases, different viral diseases. We also looking for parasites.
Weber says the most likely cause is a pathogen or virus. It's just a matter of finding it.
Especially if it's a new emerging disease, where the pathogen hasn't been identified before or cultured before, if in some cases of infectious diseases, they just can be very difficult to get out. And the other important part is too, is that we want to make sure that any pathogens we do find are consistent with a lot of the cases that are being submitted.
So far, researchers have ruled out some of the known bird pathogens like salmonella, bird flu, and West Nile virus. One theory out there is that it has something to do with the brood 10 cicadas that emerged this spring.
We have looked at, for instance, a toxin that was infecting the cicadas. I believe that they haven't found that toxin in these birds. The other thing is that we're looking at some of the pesticides used to control cicadas.
Weber says that disease spreads like this do happen regularly. Just this past winter, songbird deaths were linked to a salmonella outbreak. And while there is concern for alarm, he feels confident researchers will be able to find the cause. In the meantime, people should not worry about birds having enough to eat without feeders.
There's ample food out there for them at this point in time, so they shouldn't have any problems.
Not having them around is very strange.
Again, backyard birder Cindy Fink.
I work from home now, so I'm home all day, so it gives me a little something to look at when I'm taking a break from the computer, and there's nothing to look at anymore. And I think the cats are a little sad, too.
Fink says she just hopes they figure out what's going on soon so she can start feeding her birds again. For Here and Now, I am Andy Kubis.